We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
And now it's time for the Tagcast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The Tagcast Podcast starts right now.
You're going to be eating chips?
He's got a bug juice.
He's got a bug juice in his craw.
Special request for the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Tagcast Podcast, episode 12. My name's Terry. I'm the white guy of the podcast.
And I'm Gatch. That guy. I'm that guy.
Are you Kenny Loggins?
I am. Oh, this song came into my head all of a sudden today, and I had to like hear it, even though I could sing it in my head perfectly.
The lyrics said metal under tension. Thanks to YouTube.
It's a highway to a danger zone, man. A rock anthem.
So was this from Top Gun?
I think it was Top Gun.
All right. Well, fuck Top Gun.
Yeah.
She's spreading out her wings tonight.
You know, the big talk about that song is the volleyball scene where all the guys get all oiled up and then play volleyball and chest bump, high five.
That's where the chest bump was invented, I believe.
Was it?
On the beaches of Top Gun. I can't turn this fucking thing off.
It sounds so just like, yeah.
And you wouldn't think that he had such a cute beard.
A well manicured.
Oh,
a well manicured
man.
Beard.
And now it says
that's the name of my new band, Well Manicured Beard.
Sweet. So I guess I can finally beard. Let it fade during the rockin' guitar solo. So we're hitting into the danger zone with an episode Dirty Dozen, number 12.
Yeah.
If we were eggs, we would have a whole pack.
And
they'd be
scrambled.
Jumbo eggs because some of them are over an hour.
We are awesome. Scrambled.
Scrambled.
Yes.
Scrambled podcast.
Yeah. So anything exciting happened to you this weekend?
Actually, I've got so much to talk about the previous weekend that
holy
I would
crap.
Like I would like to get into some not some plugs, but some
oh,
sponsors.
Oh, you should
first.
Take care of some business.
Yeah,
real quick?
Because my story is going to take well over 10 minutes.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, one of our new sponsors, Stan.
Yeah, we got a new sponsor, and he
awesome.
Has
Thank you.
Temporarily
Thank you.
Agreed to sponsor us for every episode from here on out until he decides to not do it anymore.
Temporarily. Well,
so
that is
his,
a great contract.
Yes, yes. It's temporarily forever.
We
which
appreciate
is,
that.
His business is in Shedd, Oregon, and mm-hmm. it's called Complete Ag Resolutions. They work on farm equipment, which is, you know, not really our forte around here, but I grew up working on farms as a teenager and into my 20s. And, well, Stan, he runs a family/friend-based business where the customer will always come first.
That's cool.
Which isn't always true in some businesses.
Yeah.
Their goal is to provide solutions. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions, which is AG. Resolutions, like in agriculture.
Yeah.
And they provide mobile service, training, and they do parts resourcing for all agricultural products, hydraulics, air conditioning, engines, electrical, diagnostics, and they train people, and they will come to your house and your farm and work on your stuff.
That's cool.
And their mission is to exceed the expectations of their customers.
So if you got a farm and you just need anything going on and working on on any mechanical or electrical or anything, basically.
Yeah. I think they work
Stan's
on like...
your man
yep,
at Complete
the man.
Ag...
Resolutions.
Complete Ag Resolutions.
And go to their website at facebook.com, Complete Ag Resolutions, for all their info. It's got their address and their phone number and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, speaking of Stan, we used to have lots of fun. We were in the class of 86, Central Inn High School.
Uh-huh.
And one night we decided to go out, and he had a 68 or 69, maybe a 70 Super B Dodge with a Hemi.
Yeah.
And we went out one night, me and about four of our other buddies and him, and we had the mission of painting the letters 8 and 6 on the roof of our school.
Nice.
Because that was the year we graduated, 86. Uh-huh. So we had...
So the helicopters that flew by?
Yeah, we had like two cans of white paint and paintbrushes. We were going to do it upright. So we parked at the that rear entrance, and then we walked across, and we got up on the roof, and we had all of our paint up there and everything. Mm-hmm. And we were just getting ready to start painting, and we had a bird's eye view of everything. There's cops pulling into the front of the school. And this is like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, shit, cops. And we leave the paint, and we run, and we bail off the roof. We get down, and we run across. We get to the car, and we're just backing out, trying to make our getaway. And then the cop pulls out of the school and then pulls us over. And he asks us what we were doing, and we were like... shit, man, we're in big trouble. And he goes, I'm going to go back to the car. I'll be right back. So Stan turned on the radio, and he was flipping through the AM channels.
Uh-huh.
And he flipped to a channel that said, and they all went to jail, which was really weird at the time.
Whoa.
But we didn't go to jail.
Like
and we
a
just,
cosmic coincidence or something?
Yeah, we told him that we'd broken down, and we went up to the school to see if there was a payphone that we could use.
Uh-huh.
And he saw our footprints up there, and they let us go, and everything was cool. And then Monday morning got called into the principal's office and said that they found some cans of paint up on the roof of the school and wondered if we knew anything about it.
Huh.
I said we didn't know.
That old tactic to get you to confess.
Yeah, and it didn't
work.
Nope, we didn't confess.
Right,
and he said he knew he was going to get to the bottom of it. Had something to do with me and John Brown and Stan Cusick. So if you're listening down there in Sparks, Nevada, John Brown, remember that time? That was fun. Fun times.
You know, you can sometimes find Stan over at the Dixie Creek Saloon.
Hey,
another
I know
one
that.
Of our fine sponsors.
I know that place. Owner Jake Payne is my good buddy.
We're playing there this weekend, Old Sons of Confusion, with Paper Train, Gnosis.
And Black Hair.
And Black Hair.
Which is like a bunny.
Yep, not the black hair like you find
like
in
Dustin's
your...
head.
Yeah, or in your soup.
Ooh, black hair soup.
Yep, black hair soup.
So that'll be good times. Yeah, at the Dixie Creek Saloon in Tangent,
32994
Highway 99E.
You can't miss it on Highway 99.
That's the only thing in
town.
They
do ladies' nights on Friday nights. Well, drinks for a dollar for the ladies.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's DJ music dancing all night long.
Yep.
We got karaoke there on Thursdays.
Wow.
And Tuesday's singer-songwriter night, and Wednesday's is the blues jam with Rich Clyburn.
Yeah, yeah.
So go down to the Dixie and check them out. There's never a cover charge down there. You get in for free.
You
bring the kids down for matinees on Sundays.
And this Saturday, I heard there's free beer with the purchase of 5,000 burgers.
Whoa.
So
that's a big order to fill, 5,000 burgers.
You don't have to get fries or nothing. You just order the burgers. I think they're like $6.95 maybe. I don't even know what they cost, but I always order a nice
they're really worth
cheeseburger.
It. They're worth
they're
it.
Good.
Yeah, they are good.
Price
and here's the cool thing.
Matter.
I don't know if this is where Stan got his idea to advertise on our podcast here, but he went into the Dixie and name dropped us the TagCast podcast in him, and he got a free beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so like it was right after that he said, hey, I want to advertise on your show.
Yeah.
So maybe you could go to his place and get a free gear.
Yeah.
Free tractor.
I enjoy a free tractor.
A gear. Just the gear.
Maybe a gear keychain.
Yeah, or something. So, yeah, we were going to mention the weekend. It is hump day today, by the way, in case anybody didn't know what day it is. It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is Wednesday.
Episode 12. And this weekend was supposed to be busier than it was for me, but it turned out to be very eventful.
Yeah. So what happened? You're saying you got some story going on. What is
the... I got a pretty good story. Friday night, it was the 22nd, we went up to the Tiger Bar, and Griefhammer played up there. I played drums for those guys, and it was our first show in Portland, and it was pretty cool. We got all set up. We had some technical difficulties with the bass rig, and so we burned up about 5 or more minutes, maybe 10 minutes of our set time.
One song.
basically for us, yes. And but we ended up going a few minutes over during our set. We got it all worked out, and everybody said the sound was good. Phil Golding showed up, and Nick Woos, they came down and checked us out. And then I went outside, and here's where the story gets interesting. I went outside, and I did what I do after the show, and I loaded up my medicine bowl, and I proceeded to set at the table under the awning out in front of the Tiger Bar, and I took a couple hits off my pipe, and all of a sudden the door guy was in my face, and he's like, "Dude, get that shit out of here. That's not cool." And I was like, "Oh, sorry. I thought I was in Portland."
You thought they had bigger things to worry about there.
I usually do shows at the Cannabis Cafe where we're smoking inside, but sorry, I apologized, and I went to the van and I put my stuff away. I proceeded to come back and try to get into the club, and it was the same guy at the door, and he gave me the waving the hands left to right, "No, you can't come in." I was like, "What? What?" And so I said, "Why?" And I didn't even say why, because I knew why, because I'd been bad. So he goes, "No, just get out. Just go." And I said, "Okay." Now,
did he know that you had you were playing there earlier?
I don't think that he knew who I was. I said, "Dude, do you know who I am?" "No, I didn't." And I could have talked to Rod Black, who was the promoter of the show.
Mr. Black.
Mr. Chronicles of Rock, Blackword Studios. He's going to support us, I'm sure. But so I'm out front, and I can't get back in. And so if we could rewind the story before we even got to the show, we were halfway up, and it starts pouring down rain, and my windshield wipers stopped working.
Uh-oh. This sounds like a metaphor, though, because you're saying you're halfway up, and your windshield wipers stopped working. Is this like a...
We were halfway up to Portland on the freeway, and then like windshield wipers flapping, ticking up the tempo, keeping perfect time with the thing on the radio. And then the passenger side windshield wiper sticks straight up and
boing.
Stops, and the other one's still flapping away. And so I realized what happened was the bar that connects the two, because it connects to the motor, and then the bar connects the two, and they go together.
That's an old school mechanical system.
Yes, it is. And so then we got even farther, and the one on the driver's side went all the way over to where it was hanging off the windshield. And so we just
drove. It was raining, right?
Oh, it was raining hard. Yeah. So we had no windshield wipers, but we made it. And then when I couldn't get back in the show after we played, I listened to Doomsower play a little bit. I didn't get to hear Wolf Pussy. I got to meet the guys from Wolf Pussy. I gave them a CD and sold a shirt and a CD to Nick Woos. Thanks for the support, Nick.
Word.
Not only did he pay money to get in, but he paid money for merch, too. So
that's cool.
Word to the merch. And so then, you know, I didn't even think about it. It was kind of rainy, but I was kind of hot and sweaty, and my coat was inside, so I didn't even get to go back in to get my coat. And then I realized a few days later that my coat contained the keys to some of the things at the car wash, which I really need to get back. So Rod Black had told me he didn't see any coat. He was going to look tonight. Actually, last night.
Was this the aforementioned SOD jacket?
No. It's my generic black, lots of pockets jacket that looks like just a regular
jacket. Like a Michael Jackson jacket with lots of pockets, that kind of style?
No. It's got like 10 pockets, but you wouldn't know.
I will admit that I used to own one of those. That was my time. I was like 8.
I like the fact that you mentioned Michael Jackson.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because it was 3 years ago on Monday that he died.
What?
I should have started my little sound clip here. Hey, do you feel any different? Because we're on a fucking video.
I do not feel any different.
It's a video cast. But anyway, Michael Jackson on Monday 3 years ago died. I can't even believe that it's been that long.
That is crazy.
But that's kind of strange. So you mentioned that, and that made you say,
What?
I didn't think I had a what theme today, but I got you to say what already. So, so the fact is that Michael Jackson died 3 years ago, and time flies after people dies.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, so I compiled a little list here, and in case anybody's wondering about what I said the video, we had our video guy here, Jay Murphy, our special guest. He's hanging. That's awesome. He's supplying us with goodies.
Yeah, he's supplying us.
And so he might be able to chime in the Jeff Simpson style, just in the room. Thank you, sir, for that little Sour Patch Kid.
So what are you taking us on?
This is a little trip down who was important to you and were they more important after they died.
Oh, okay.
In the music world.
All right.
And I've got a list of about 10 or 12 people who died. I wish I had that song by Jim Carroll.
Here, I can
sing
it.
Who died.
Who
they were
died,
all my friends, died, and they all died.
Who died.
Do I have to hit this now?
Who died.
All right,
died.
Here we're going. Cheers for some Jägermeister cheers from our video guy.
Sour Patch Kid Chaser.
That's right. So if I don't talk for a couple seconds, that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. That was good. So it tastes like licorice and NyQuil. So there's a few of these in the 70s. I was only like two.
Uh-huh.
But it really, like, I think it made this dude more important to a lot of people, but he was super important already. Jimi Hendrix was September 18th. Now, here's what I was going to do.
I was not alive then.
Here's what I got to do before I blow it. That little shot of Jaeger kind of fucked me up for a second.
Sorry.
It's all right. Thank you, Jerry. I'm going to throw some dates at you guys and see if you can match them up with the people who died.
Oh, is this what we're doing? All right.
It's just an idea.
Well, do I have a list of the names? All right.
No. I guess, I don't know how we can do that. What do you got? Oh, yeah, the toe tags. These are the people who have died for the TagCast podcast. Now, these go back clear to 1970, ranging right up to Michael Jackson's death in 2009.
All right.
Now, I don't know how important was that to you when Michael Jackson died. Was that important?
I'm over it.
No, he's been a joke for so long, you know, that he's been a punchline for so long. And
now he was
50.
I mean,
I appreciated his stuff, you know, especially, well, I've always respected his stuff, but it wasn't always my style. But I listened to Thriller and stuff back in the day.
Now, I think when you get to 50.
But when he died, he wasn't more important than he was.
No, because he'd already made his mark on pop music, right?
Yeah, he was big when I was a kid and susceptible to that pop crap.
Whether you like him or not, he was the undisputed king of pop.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
As far as his whole career goes and everything. But I think once you get to 50 years old, I don't think any of the people on my list here are 50. They died fairly young.
No. Uh-huh.
Now, who do you guys think of when you think of significant deaths of popular people in rock?
Well, of the 70s, I think like Jim Morrison.
70s through 90s, yeah. You think
Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
We're talking about kings, right?
Lennon.
Presley. Elvis is on the list, yes.
Lennon.
So here, I guess I'll just give you a quick rundown of my list. And I don't know, I should have researched this better. But
they have to be frontmen?
No. This is just, I don't know, they're not all frontmen, no. I was just going to say that some of these dates, some people don't really associate with anything with them. You know, like, it's weird to me that Frank Zappa and Kurt Cobain died less than 6 months from each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Zappa was 50 or more, so some people don't count him in there, but,
yeah.
These are more deaths that you would be surprised of because they were not supposed to go yet, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask if you guys knew dates, like, but I have to give you a list first.
No.
So this was kind of a...
Came first, are you talking about specific
the chicken
dates?
Or the egg? No, just dates that they died.
Well,
you know,
just
like,
give us a rundown.
Like,
on...
I think maybe each month we should, like, I don't know, we could have a cool, like, dude of the month club or something, you know, like, because there's almost...
Well, Michael Jackson wasn't more important to me.
After
the
he
fact
died?
That he died. Maybe some of these guys are more.
What about Kurt Cobain?
Yes.
April 5th, 1994. We wanted more Nirvana, right? But how surprised were you when he died?
I was shook when I heard that he died. And I for a while, I thought that he was more important afterwards. And I guess I still feel that way. But
I think most of the people on this list sold more records.
Yeah, well, for sure, yeah. Well, I mean, they were only together for a short while. But, I mean, I don't know if he emerged out of the 90s as the biggest star, though, because he was only in there for such a short time. I think others emerged above him, in particular, maybe even Dave Grohl and Beck.
Right.
So for the 70s, I just had, like, Hendrix, Joplin, and Morrison, and Elvis.
Yeah. What about Sid? Or was that 80s?
Sid Vicious? Yeah, see, now I didn't even come across that in my endeavors. That in 1986. He's in the 80s, yes. That included John Lennon, Randy Rhoads, and Cliff Burton, which would have been a pretty awesome band.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not enough dead drummers.
These are rock artists that were really awesome.
Dude, that really left a mark.
These are accidents, or they were murdered, et cetera. They weren't drug overdoses.
No, no. Not all. Well, the 70s, that's a weird thing that you mentioned that. All the ones in the 70s were drug overdoses. Jimi Hendrix, barbiturates and alcohol. Mm-hmm. Janis Joplin, too much barbiturates and drink. Yeah. Jim Morrison, too much heroin in the bathtub. Elvis, these people that died in the 80s didn't die from drug overdoses.
They didn't?
Minus the one, Bon
they
Scott.
They died of AIDS?
No, like John Lennon got shot. Randy Rhoads got killed in a plane crash. Cliff Burton got smashed by a bus. Bon Scott, however, choked on his own vomit in the back of a car and died of hypothermia.
When did Keith Moon kick it?
He did 78, but I didn't even think of him either. That's bad of me.
Keith Moon, probably one of my most favorite drummers of all time.
Yeah, for sure.
Who is your favorite drummer of all time?
Well, right now, as it stands, is probably Dave Grohl. But you also have to say, I do, John Bonham. But you read in the Rock Bible that if you play the drums, which I do, or if you love music, it goes without saying that you like John Bonham.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was more than a drummer, right? He was a songwriter kind of a guy?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. But Keith Moon was a fucking spaz, and he was awesome.
Why I love him is because I'm a Tom guy. I like the Toms on drums. I like Tom Fills. And he had amazing Tom work.
And you know, he did it during the songs when you don't really notice it, but if you're listening to just the drums, he's like...
He's all over in there. Yeah. He's always doing fills. And you know, and you think about for the time, because I mean, it's easy now, you know, amongst all these speed death metal guys from like Vital Remains and all these guys. You know, but back in the 70s, I mean, that was some crazy shit. That was like Animal in real life.
And he was one of the first people to totally just kick his drum set over and just smash everything, you know.
All those guys from The Who were all about that.
I just watched not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, a documentary about The Who, which I hadn't seen. I've seen a lot of them, but I hadn't seen that one. And it was very interesting in the way that they went about what they went about doing. Their name changes and being in the direction of certain managers and whatnot and doing
The Who?
Yeah. They were called the High Rollers, I think.
Oh, okay.
For
that
a while.
Sounds familiar.
And then they changed their name back to The Who, but I think that's a great name for a band.
And he used a high watt, right? Was he played through a high watt system? What I'm talking about? Amp.
Pete Townsend?
Yeah.
I believe so. They had like high watt stacks.
Yeah.
As opposed to like Marshall stacks.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was another guy that used high watts. I don't want to get it wrong, but I think like Gilmore did.
A lot of people in the 70s did, and now it's coming back in doom bands and stuff that use retro and vintage equipment that are using a lot of high watt. And
you know,
they're basically tube.
Every band that like that has a distinctive sound that kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just because of my orangeness. But those orange amps, man, they got a killer sound.
Dude, that's ridiculous. And they're like $2,500 for the head.
Yeah.
But
or like $1,600 if you want a little practice amp.
And I've been seeing old videos of like bands from the 70s that were using orange. And the first people I ever saw use them was Helmet.
Yeah,
when they opened
Helmet
for Nirvana.
Rocks.
Yeah.
You know, I love the, I don't know, what do you call that? The syncopated, like that, like the stop and then the
kind of round and round. Yeah.
They're so tight.
Infectious. Very, very great stuff. But
they kind of lost me after Betty.
Yeah, they had one other album that was okay. Aftertaste was all right.
Yeah.
And then they had a couple albums in between, and they had their latest album about 2 or 3 years ago, which I just listened to like last week. It's called Size Matters.
Yeah.
Which, guys, you know that's true.
Yeah, support local music, right? I mean, Paige Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. He was from Portland for sure. Yeah. I mean, he went out to New York and honed his chops out there and went to like some art school.
They were just, I don't know. They were amazing to me.
Yeah.
It was like... Three
and you know what's weird is that the record I was listening to had the bass player from Anthrax.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't have a band at the time. And they don't have their drummer anymore, which he plays for Tomahawk, and he's like one of the best rock drummers that I know of. But
Tomahawk, very big in the Indian community.
Oh, they like Mike Patton a lot?
Yeah.
My gamer tag is
Trauma Hawk?
Yeah, Xbox. Check it out. Trauma Hawk.
Find him on Xbox Live.
You will win.
Trauma Hawk.
Hey, that was just over top of each other where I was talking over top of each other.
So have you, can I do a sports minute here?
Well, depends what kind of sports you're going to be talking about.
I don't know. I think, sometimes every once in a while one person spoils it for everybody, you know? And Sandusky the Clown would be a great clown name, but this guy Sandusky, man, he really ruined it for everyone. He could have been Sandusky the Clown. He could have been available for kids' parties and prep.
He's
prep
in the
rally,
news.
Pep
He's
rallies.
In the news a lot.
Yeah, no.
But I don't read the stories. What's going on? I know he was wrestling with kids in the shower. Or
yeah,
something.
He said, "Call me the Tickle Monster."
What?
And, yeah, that's what he was reported.
Variety,
he was on a
just yellow.
Yeah. It'd get like 450 years max.
In prison.
And so I was wondering the other day, I was wondering, if you had 450 years in prison, why wouldn't you just be cryogenically frozen for those 450 years?
And then
years?
Just wake you up after you're done?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that doesn't count because it's life in prison.
No, well, it's 60 up to 448's the max. I mean, after 450, you could be unfrozen.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he a football coach?
Yeah, he was a football coach.
College?
Uh-huh, yeah.
College football coach. And so did he resign after he got accused?
No, I think they fired him.
Okay. And so did you have anything else to talk about for that?
No, that's it.
All right, this has been the Sports Minute.
I just wanted to do my Sandusky the Clown joke.
So tune in next month on our episode when we bring in Super Dave Wambacher. We will be talking sports with him. And until then, we're not going to talk about sports anymore because I think this is the second sports spot in 12 episodes. Maybe he'll be on within the next 6 episodes.
All right. Well, I have some rock trivia. Can I do my rock trivia segment?
Why, sure.
All right.
What does it include?
This is where I ask you a question, and I try to see if you can get it correct.
All right. Okay.
So my rock trivia question for you today is, where do the Down Boys go?
I'm not too sure. They go to hotels to die of pain.
Everybody wants to know where the Down Boys
Wasn't
go.
Wasn't that Janie Lane and Warrant? Wasn't that Warrant?
Yeah.
Well, I think they go to hotel rooms to die. That's where Janie went.
No,
Janie Lane, and he got replaced by Jamie St. James, which sounds a lot like Janie Lane.
That is.
And he was from Bad, not Bad.
Didn't
company.
Janie Lane started a website, right? Metal Sludge? Wasn't he the guy that started that?
No, what?
That wasn't him?
Jamie St. James?
Janie Lane. Wasn't he the guy that started Metal Sludge? I thought he was.
I have no idea. That's weird to me that you would even say that. Hey, have you guys, we were talking about wrestling a few episodes ago, and we got an actual message on their website saying that was our best episode ever, and not just because we talked about pro wrestling. And then it said, well, actually, it was because we talked about pro wrestling. But I was watching a documentary last night on that one website that we don't like to plug because we always say their name too much.
Yeah.
But it was the story of Andy Kaufman and his wrestling.
Have they not said our name yet?
No, they don't even have a podcast. That's how weak they are. They don't have a podcast. But Andy Kaufman, he was on the show Taxi, and he was on Saturday Night Live. You guys know who Andy Kaufman was, right? Latka. His name was Latka.
Yeah.
But so then after he went on Saturday Night Live and he tried to wrestle this lady, and then he challenged every lady in the country to wrestle him, and anybody that won could marry him. Which was awesome for them. But so this was a cool documentary, and it showed him at all these wrestling tournaments and like professional wrestling things with other professional wrestlers, and he was undefeated. They had to pin him.
That pissed off a lot of wrestlers, didn't it?
It pissed off a lot of people, period. He got banned from Saturday Night Live by a viewer request.
It was a performance artist, though, right?
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse thing was, or the Mighty Mouse thing was awesome. Here we come to save the day.
Yeah.
Where he's playing a record and just standing there on the stage. But so I think if anyone's into wrestling and anyone's into comedy, they should check out that Andy Kaufman. It's a documentary about his foray into, is that a word? Into wrestling. And wrestling only chicks. And it was usually like fat chicks.
Yeah.
And black chicks, which is weird.
Well, everybody's got their own fetish.
Yeah, and he'd call people out in the audience, going to come up and wrestle me? Come up right now and wrestle me. And they would do it. It was awesome.
See, we are informing people, and this is what we do. We are an informational podcast, I'd like to think, you know, an edutainment. We educate and we entertain.
That's right.
And yeah. My friend recently told me that he figured out why he doesn't listen to the show is because he only listens to informational podcasts.
Warning.
And I would like to tell him, hey, we inform you all the time of all sorts of things. He won't hear this because, right?
You sure he won't listen?
I don't know. He may.
I think that he should. Are you talking about your other brother?
My other brother from another mother.
Taggots. Now, are you offended by the term taggots?
I'm just asking if this guy's a closet taggot.
He might be a closet taggot. I'm not too sure. If he said that he doesn't listen because he only listens to information.
He has listened to a few. I know that. Did you hear about the new Bond? You know how Bond, he's always got the martini, right? Shaken, not stirred.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers. Shaken, not stirred.
You're done.
It turns out in the new Bond movie, Heineken has bought some ad placement in there. He will no longer have a martini. He will have a Heineken.
Wow. I figured he'd go to Dos Equis.
But
I don't always drink,
though,
but when I do.
The thing is, I mean, that's monumental. What has he been in? Like, it's at least 20 movies, maybe even closer to 30. And it's
James
always
Bond?
Been a martini and Heineken. Now it's going to be Heineken.
Why couldn't it be?
How could that be?
I think that because he changed actors many times, that maybe his taste in drinks would change. Man, that gives me a weird look on my face when I think about James Bond. Shot of Jägermeister with a Sour Patch back.
So I was checking out our downloads the other day.
Oh, shit. Check us out.
We are at 666 downloads as of right now. I just checked it like seconds ago.
Whoever downloaded the last episode just now, you're 666.
What I'd like to say is we are evil. Yes, we are.
Incarnate. Yep. So in case you were wondering, we're evil and we are... informative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have you been grilling anything? My segment.
Dude,
what's
with
on
this
the
weather? Really?
I don't know. I grilled the other day. I smoked some pork chops out on the back porch.
I smoked some weed on my back porch.
Well, yeah. It's hard, man. You got to really dry out the pork chops before you can even just get them in the pipe.
I know. And I did grill some burgers, and it was raining, but I have a covered porch, so that was cool. But just some of those frozen quarter pounders, but they're not too bad if you season them up right.
Yeah, corn's coming into season. Get on that corn, people. Get on that corn on the cob. Get right on there and just...
eat it up.
Yep.
Get yourself a couple toothpicks for afterwards. So we've been mostly talking this episode about music and just basic information. I'm going to change gears a little bit here. So... do you have any fears of, like, when you're going to do this new hosting, the Dixie Creeks comedy thing? Do you have any fear of hecklers?
No.
Like, if someone started giving you shit or
saying... Well, should I be? I don't know. Are you forming a team of hecklers?
No, not at all. I just want you to be aware that it happens to the best of us.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know how I got off the subject, but this last weekend, because I told a long story about going to Portland. Well, Saturday night I was supposed to do a comedy show in Eugene at the Green Room, and it was a big deal to me because I was opening for Todd Armstrong, who's from Portland, and he's just recorded his new
DVD. And it was raining, and you had no wipers.
It was raining. I had no wipers. My van was fucked up. My cars broke down. My wife was sick. I was broke, and so 2 hours before the show, I called it in. And I said, Chris Castles, I'm going to tell you right now. I know he's listening. Chris, I'm sorry, buddy. And he didn't take it too well because he's got a lot of shit going on. And he wasn't mad, but he was like, that's
you could tell he was frustrated.
Yeah, the message, which you can't read inflections into, said, that's the heads up you're giving me? With six M's.
And but CC. Six M's, wasn't it? He did talk about the six A's, didn't he?
Yeah, way too long. But that's another story. And so he said he was going to sleep on it, and he said that, he thought that I was relying on them because I said, I know there's a lot of other comics that'll be there. Somebody can take my place. And he's like, I hate your attitude that someone could take my place. And I was like, well, I don't want to think that really. But anyway, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do the show.
It's not like you didn't try. I mean, you got a hold of me.
I didn't,
you know,
do the show.
See, you got a hold of people to see if they were going and, you know, and stuff. And
right, yeah. And I sent out a cancellation alert on Facebook, which said I wasn't going to be at the show, but encouraged people to still attend.
Uh-huh.
Chris took my place, which was no big deal, I'm sure, for him. And I don't think that he's upset with me in any side. But I was just wondering about the heckling thing, because I was reading over the weekend that, like, last week sometime, Dave Chappelle, who is apparently still doing some stand-up here and there, he did a show in Austin.
Between sit-downs.
Yeah, he got heckled, like, throughout the whole show, and kind of encouraged it by just doing crowd work and kind of talking to people. Someone was going to get kicked out. He said, no, don't throw him out, you know, and whatever else.
Don't throw him out of the hizzy, but does he? I'm rich, biatch.
Yeah, so
we're going to get sued again.
Yeah, I know. And so that led me to this next story, which was a related link, and I clicked on it. Dave Chappelle in 2007, a lot of you might know this because it was about 5 years ago, he did the record stand-up length of a set.
How long was it?
6 hours and 7 minutes.
What?
Yep. 6 hours and 7 minutes. He went on stage at 10:39 unannounced and got off the stage at 4:43.
Wow.
Or something like that. To where it equaled 6 hours.
After 4:20, then you start getting your crash, you know, after that long.
Yeah. So at midnight, they stopped serving alcohol. And this is at the Laugh Factory in California, where Michael Richards had done his infamous N-word rant and got kicked out of there. And after that incident, the owner of this club has enforced a no N-word policy, to where if you say the N-word.
Any N-word.
No,
any N-word.
Just the N-word that ends with er. And so if you say that N-word, referring to black people, it's a
knuckler.
Fine. You get a fine. You have to pay money. So during his 6 hour, 7 minute set, he racked up $2,200 in fines for saying the N-word.
Oh, really?
Because he was talking about Michael Richards, and he was talking about niggers, and I can say it. They can't find me.
Yeah.
They don't know where to look.
You might lose our sponsors, though.
Nah. No, but it was Dave Chappelle. You know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so can you guess who would do the second longest stand-up ever?
Yakov Smirnoff.
No, but we talked about him.
Yakov?
No, we talked about this guy.
Dane Cook.
Yep. 3 hours and 51 minutes.
That's nothing. Nothing
that was
compared to 6 hours.
Yeah. And then the next after that was Richard Pryor with 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow.
In like 1980. But I did 44 minutes.
So two of the longest were big fans of the N-word.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And even
Louis C.K. uses the N-word.
Yeah.
Like, because he doesn't think that he's not using it in a derogatory fashion.
Yeah.
Like if a deer jumped out and like attacked the side of his car and knocked the rearview mirror off, he would call it a nigger cunt deer. Cunt nigger deer. But that's all he could say. He wouldn't be talking about a black person. He would be talking about a white-tailed deer.
So,
hey, here's a question. Remember where we usually ask, what's in Hans's CD player?
Yeah.
I texted
them
early.
What is in Hans's CD player?
Today in Hans' CD player is
CD player.
Swans. That's
Swans.
The name of the band, Swans.
Swans.
The album is called Children of God.
I
believe it's a... I believe
is it more like that?
I believe it's a Christian band.
Children of God.
No, I think it's more like Children of God.
Children of God. Won't
Swans.
You save us a spot at the dinner table?
Was that a freestyle?
Yeah, it was a little bit of freestyle.
He busted a freestyle.
Tell me about this Yob show. I kind of got glazed over a while back, but I saw something about Yob played a show, and I started scrolling through the bands, and I had to scroll to get through the A's, and I saw, like, Obituary in there, and Amon Amarth, and there was just, like, it was a
Obituary
who's
was in the A's?
Yeah, they were Abituary.
Oh.
A Obituary. An Obituary. No, it was like a who's who list of like 80 metals bands, and there was Yob towards the end under Y.
Yep, they were at the very end.
Yeah, tell me some of the bands that were playing.
You want to hear what I would think were the most popular bands?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hit me up, because there was a lot, and I mean, it was a huge, Huge.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What? They played there?
Lynyrd Skynyrd played there.
All right.
This was called Hellfest.
Wow.
It was in France.
Looking for MCA.
It was 3 days, seven stages.
Seven stages.
Yeah. But unfortunately, a lot of the shows were overlapping of each other, right?
Yeah,
so you couldn't check out bands. So like when Black Sabbath was playing, also...
Big Daddy Kane.
No.
Who cares who else is playing?
Black Sabbath, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Exodus was there.
And you get everything all screwed up. Next thing you know, you got Ozzy rattling around in a drum cage.
Dude, did you see any of that on YouTube? It was horrible.
No.
Tony Iommi was sick.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's got the canceritis.
Yep.
Balloons. Or what was it? I don't remember.
Lollipops. He has lollipops.
Yes.
And so they had Slash playing.
I don't care what people say. Slash, I like Slash. Maybe it's just because he was Guns N' Roses. Are you a big Slash fan, or do you think Slash is all that?
I was never a big fan of Guns N' Roses, but I always knew that Slash was a kick-ass guitar player, and that most of what he did was good. You know,
yeah.
I mean, what's Guns N' Roses? But you know. I don't know what I thought about Guns N' Roses.
I'm just talking Slash.
He's a great guitar player.
Slash has obviously become...
He's half black.
He's like risen as...
His mom is an N-word.
He is the cream of Guns N' Roses.
I would say so.
Yeah.
For sure. Know. Definitely not Axl.
No.
He's the douche.
You could maybe... I don't know. You can't really write Duff in there. Although Duff has been doing some writing and stuff like that for ESPN Magazine, which I'm sure probably drops metal points
for
you.
So have you heard of Duff's other band called Loaded?
Dude, I bought his fucking solo album the day it came out. That's how fucking diehard Duff I was.
But that wasn't...
It only sold two copies, and they were both sold to guys named Dustin, and they were both sold out of Camelot of their Heritage Mall.
Oh, I remember that place. That was a fucking awesome place.
Dude, that album, man, though, was hurting.
Was it?
Oh, but I listened
Not
to
good?
It way more than it deserved.
Yeah?
Yeah. He did a cover, I do believe, of Attitude. Was that a Misfits song? What's your guys' fucking attitude? No? Nothing?
Well...
Nothing for me?
Nope, I don't know that. But what I have for you here is the Hellfest lineup.
Oh, sorry, okay.
It's okay, I just pulled it up here.
Yeah.
So, on the first day, it said, let there be light. And there was light.
And now, light was?
On the main stage, the headliner was Megadeth. With direct support from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Also on that stage was Molly Hatchet, Lizzie Borden,
wow,
and Bukowski, which I do not know who is. Now there's a second main stage going on at the same time, which had King Diamond headlining during Megadeth, with the Dropkick Murphys in direct support. Turbo Negro was playing. Also, Heaven Shall Burn, which is a pretty good Swedish death metal band.
But it sounds like a Kiss song.
Then there was a stage called The Altar.
Yeah.
Which was Cannibal Corpse, Obituary, Brujeria, Nauseam, Vomitory, Benediction, Enlightened, and Trespassum. Then on the Temple stage, there was a Monomarth, Satyricon, Moonsorrow, Rake, Dark Space, and some other bands that I can't pronounce. The Valley stage included Hank the Third with Orange Goblin, the Atomic Bitchwax, which I know you like those guys.
Yeah.
Now,
Ed Mundy, right, from Monster Magnet, his side project?
Yes, Mundell. Ed Mundell,
sorry.
So, yeah, then the next night was headlined by Guns N' Roses. With
the
direct
Axel
support
it's
from Sebastian Bach. Steel Panther.
That would be a locker room to share, wouldn't it? Axl Rose and Sebastian Bach.
And Uriah Heep.
You are a heap. Don't be calling me a heap.
Then on the other main stage was Machine Head, which is weird because they're not that popular. Exodus,
yeah.
Sacred Reich, Death Angel, and some other people.
That's probably where you'd be hanging out, right? Sacred Reich.
Now, Yob played on the Valley stage, which is weird, with St. Vitus. they were not direct support. They were third from the top with Big Business and
Oofum. Big Bidnit.
Yeah. Now, Ozzy and Friends, it wasn't Black Sabbath. It was Ozzy Osbourne and Friends.
Oh,
which,
really?
Which included
Bill Ward.
No, not Bill Ward. He wasn't there. But Motley Crue and Slash played that night, and Blister Cult, Black Label Society, and Girl School.
Wow, I don't mind Girl School. I've heard one of their Legends album that they did. I like that song that they did, Spend with J.J. French.
From Twisted Sister.
Yep, he did a cute, badass solo on there, man. I thought it was awesome. I like Twisted Sister, man. Those guys are... I like those guys.
Right on. Well, they weren't there, unfortunately. No. There was a new metal, kind of new death metal stage, which had Lamb of God. And
oh, so there were seven stages over the 3 days.
Seven stages every day for 3 days.
What is the ultimate? Give me the ultimate stage on and the ultimate day.
It'd have to be mixed up, I think. I don't know. The Saturday was the day that had Yob, which also had Refused, Behemoth, Entombed, Machine Head, Guns N' Roses, Sebastian Bach, Uriah Heath, Steel Panther. But then you had the day that had Ozzy, Motley Crue, Slash, Blue Oyster Cult, Black Label Society, Lamb of God, Children of Bodom, Dimmu Borgir, Biohazard, Sun-O, The Obsessed, Pentagram.
So those are the two that you would have probably liked, the stages that you would have...
Those were full days of multiple stages right there.
Oh.
Yeah, and then
Well,
Friday,
I was wondering, like, if you could just be at one stage, what's your ultimate stage there? Or is that too tough of
a
question?
That's pretty tough. No, I don't know. It'd probably have to be the metal day, the metal stage.
Yeah.
The altar.
The altar?
Which had everyone from Cannibal Corpse, Obituary, Entombed, Napalm Death, Necrophagia, Jesus Crust, Suffocation, Lockup, Brutal Truth, Dying Fetus. But I don't know if I could handle 20 death metal bands.
Yeah. I'd be at the stage that had Oasis.
They weren't there.
Oh.
Guns N' Roses. The Sunshine Supernova.
You're my Wonderwall.
Wow. The Gallagher Brothers, not to be confused with the Gallagher Brothers from Raven...
Or the Gallagher brothers from Gallagher the Comedian.
Who almost died.
Well, you know they're twins, right?
Who?
Gallagher the Comedian.
He didn't have a twin.
Yeah, he did. He's got a twin, and they both do shows now of Gallagher. Or am I just making that up?
Which one had the heart attack?
The main one, the original one. Later on, Gallagher... He got all conservative, and he does political humor now, but his brother does, like, they do duos. Should he use the sledgematic? Yeah, yeah, but he does, like, this is Abraham Lincoln's head, or whatever.
Abraham Lincoln vampire hunter?
Yeah. What do you think about that? Was he a vampire hunter?
I think he was an honest man.
Do you believe man walked on the moon? This is one of my topics of the day. Do you believe?
Do you believe man? Love?
Do you believe a man? Walked on the moon and chest boobs are real.
I think it was done on a soundstage in Los Angeles, California.
Really?
I can't be sure. But
I heard they got to the moon and they found Alice there from the Honeymooners. To the moon, Alice!
One step for man, one giant leap.
That's a big controversy, though, you know?
Yep.
I believe a true skeptic would be skeptical of skepticism.
True dat. A true skeptic would be skeptical of skepticism.
I know, that's my new tongue twister. Send in your tongue twisters to us and we'll say them on the air five times really fast.
I won't. I don't know how to say that. So, did you guys hear about those new shoes from Adidas that has already been recalled?
No.
They got like shackles on them.
Like they're shack shoes?
No, like prison shackles. Like it's got a chain. It's got the shoes. It's kind of a high top, and then it's got these chains that come off it that go
like
on
a suicide chain.
No, like a shackle around your leg,
well,
like you're in jail, like you're a slave to the grind.
Are we going back to Skid Row?
Yes. So they've already recalled them, and they're not going to sell them because everybody said that the black people would be looking like slaves.
Now, is this the black people getting upset?
And you might like this because they're bright orange shackle. It's orange. Yeah. And they got these little orange
plastic chains. This kind of pisses me off, though, because this is kind of close to my heart in a way.
Yeah.
Because, and I might get on a hot here.
Uh-oh.
But is it the black community getting pissed off, or is it people getting pissed off for them?
It's white guilt is what it is.
Because recently, the Oregon schools banned Indian, Native American, whatever you want to call it, mascots from all schools in Oregon. And I'm not concerned about that. I don't care. You know, I consider it a prideful thing.
Do you think that, mascots should be called the Indians or...
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen one that's been done in a derogatory way. You know, I mean, a warriors, that's not derogatory to call somebody a warriors, to have somebody up there in a headdress on a horse, like all proud and stuff, like most of them are depicted.
Right.
You know, I don't see that as a problem at all. Now, you know, I mean, if you get to Redskins, I don't know, that doesn't offend me, but I could see where, you know, that could be a derogatory term or whatever. But I don't, you know, warrior or brave or... It doesn't bother me, and I think that most of the people in the community of Native Americans probably have bigger things to worry about than that, and I don't think that they're really concerned. I think it's mostly people that
It's the PC people, right?
Yeah, it's the people that have a political agenda to push, I think.
Right, and they're like, you shouldn't say that because it's wrong.
Yeah, rather than the people that should be, it's people being insulted for other people.
Right.
Don't
you think, have you ever heard that term, white guilt?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Where that causes you to act a certain way or to say maybe say that someone shouldn't say a certain thing just because it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes you feel bad about what they're saying and making the white people look like they don't have a problem with being derogatory.
Nobody alive today was in that scenario back then, so I don't think anybody should feel guilt for that.
You mean
of today?
The Indian thing?
Yeah, well, the taking of and the massacring of the things. I don't think any, unless you're like a vampire and you live 200 years. 200 to 300 years, there's no way that you could still be alive.
Just ask fucking Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
He knows.
He is a vampire.
Hunter. That's right. Well, yeah, I don't know. I didn't mean to get onto a subject got you on a hot.
Oh, I don't mind getting on a hot. It's probably, you know. I want people to get involved with this podcast. We got a few people that really get involved. And we got some people, I want more people to get involved and write us and ask us questions, send us their comments.
Right. Now, our photographer here wanted to interject for a second. Uh-huh. I don't know what he had to say, though.
I'll crowd your mic.
What'd you have to say?
So, I'm from Albany, back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And when I went from 6th grade to 7th grade to middle school, the Kalapuya Middle School down here.
Right.
They changed their name from the Vikings to the Indians to represent the Kalapuya Indians.
Or to appease Viking people who were being pissed off because Viking was offensive?
Well, anyways, you get how ridiculous it is because now they have to change it back.
It is. But to me...
But are they changing it back now?
I don't know what they're going to be, but they can't be
the Now, is that the same? Is that the same school that had the lady fucking the kids?
No, that was South Albany.
That's, oh, okay. You know, the next stage.
So, yeah, okay. And which brings to another point, if I can remember it, was that, you know, they're erasing. To me, it's almost like, and I know this would be the controversial point if I was to get on a hot, was it's kind of a political try to erase the history of what they've done. If you want to get, like, conspiracy about it, politicians have rewritten history for a long time, you know, and they will always try to rewrite history. But the thing to me is it's also a history of school pride, which affects everybody. You know, I mean, you know, if your school was a warrior or a brave or whatever, you won't be able to, like, you know, your kids might not go to the same school with the same mascot or whatever. And you've said before, it's just pretty much you're cheering on uniforms anyway.
Yep, you're cheering on the jersey.
Yeah, and if it's a hometown like a high school, you're just cheering on the town. I mean, the mascots are kind of, you know. I mean, is PETA going to have a problem with all the animals? I mean,
I don't know.
You just might as well call them the town. Just
the Portlanders.
Yep, the Portlanders. And then, yeah.
The Albanese.
Yeah, the people that just moved into Portland aren't going to be, they're going to be offended.
Yeah, I don't know. Pretty soon, teams probably just won't even have mascots.
They shouldn't anyway. What is it? It's pointless.
You got to have some kind of stuffed animal that runs up and hits a springboard and dunks a basketball or something. I don't know.
Well, should we wrap this up, or you got any more topics?
I don't know. No, I don't. Did we cover our talking shit topic for today?
No, we can get that next time if you want, or do you want to do it today?
No, that's fine. I don't even know if you turned on the timer, or if we knew how long we've gone, or...
I don't know. Well, we can do the talking shit. Let's do the talking shit segment. Talking shit.
Okay, so... we've been doing this almost every episode.
Well, every week at least.
At least once a week, you know, and it has been like our sixth week, I believe. So this will be our sixth at least of talking shit, where we don't talk bad about other people.
We don't shit talk. We're just talking shit.
We talk about shit.
Yeah.
Which in a literal sense, it gets pretty, gets pretty messy. But Dustin has some type of a shit talking subject for us each time. So.
You know, sometimes, you know, people like the smell of their own farts, right? You know, but I mean, if it's really bad, you try to, I mean, you gotta escape, right? But, you know, but let's
I don't know that we like them as much as
you
can tolerate them.
You tolerate them.
And you want to test.
It's not as disgusting as if it's someone else's.
You
want to
test the air, not test the waters. You want to test the air to see, like, if I would have let that in front of my wife, what would she be smelling right now?
Yeah.
Or,
Well, this is what I'm saying. There's some unique individuals out there, I guess, that are known to throw themselves what they call fastballs. And that's what we're going to talk about today, fastballs.
Okay.
These people like to fart in their cupped hands and then put it up to their nose and catch a whiff. That's what they call a fastball.
So is that through the clothes, probably? They don't got time to whip down the pants.
I guess you'd have different degrees of fastballers. You know, you'd have the 99 mile per hour guy, and then you'd have like he's doing a change up.
No, I think fastball is more of just a term of pitching something upwards towards your face. And I think that if you try to get too fast with it and say you don't let the fart fully go through the material into your hand, and then as you're ripping your hand up real quick, you're probably losing part of it.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go too fast.
And you're probably losing half the high.
Exactly. So I think what you should probably do is when you're ready to fart, this is what I call the Hitler.
Uh-huh.
You put your index finger and your middle finger together, and you place it right in your ass crack, and you fart directly on your two fingers.
Like you're trying to keep warm.
Like you're trying to keep it in there or something, you know, plug it up.
Uh-huh.
And then you instantly take your fingers up and make a Hitler mustache. And you breathe deeply. Now, that's the way to get the true sharp effect of the cheddar or whatever it might be smelling like. So
cheddar, the blue to green cheese.
Yeah, so I think that's about all we can say.
Thank you for flushing that segment.
So if you guys ever want to smell your own farts, don't go for the fastball. Go for the Hitler. It'll Hitler where you hurt. Man, these are sour.
Well, I know they are. You got any plugs?
I do. I got too many, so I'm just going to do what
run
they call.
Through them.
I'm going to cherry pick.
Just run through them as fast as you can.
Excuse me. You mean like a
sour
micro
sour shows.
Mini micro style?
Yeah.
How fast can I talk?
Yep. Sour patch news.
Oh, yeah. You got to eat a sour patch and then talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tonight, which is Wednesday, June 27th, we're not going to, but my friends are having a comedy show down at the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene. That's my friend Seth Milstein will be hosting the show. He's got a couple comics coming down from Portland, which is actually Nick Gones, who is affiliated with Spicy News. Give a shout out to those guys. They eat peppers.
Word.
And they tell news stories. Sean Jordan will be there as well with Eugene Comics, Randy Mendez, Andy Bradwin, and Michael McGowan, which is collectively known as Carmichael McGee.
Word.
Then tomorrow night, June 28th, is a Thursday at the Wandering Goat. Dustin wonders where it's going.
Where is that goat going?
It's just going around in circles right down there on Madison.
You got to get a coat on it, man.
Right by the railroad tracks. Yeah, so it's going to be a couple of metal bands from Portland. General Nasty, a band from California, Psychosomatic, and my band's actual final show, Game Over. We had our final Portland show a couple months ago.
That was your guys' final show.
It was our final show. Now
I have to go to this final show so I can say I went to the final show, which I already went to once.
This is a final reunion show.
You guys are reuniting.
We're reuniting, and then our drummer's moving to NOLA.
Well, what I want to know is, reunited, does it feel so good?
Dude, it's going to feel good at the coffee shop, as I know. It's all ages. I think it's $5. But all right. Then the very next night, Friday, back to the Wandering Goat. For comedy with Chris Castles and me and his friends and my
friends. You're going to find
him. I know. I'll find that goat sometime. Yeah. And then we mentioned the Dixie Saturday, the 30th, with Sons of Confusion, Paper Train.
Yeah, coming up this weekend.
Gnosis. Yep, that's Saturday night. And then we've got too many. So we're going to do one more. And then we're going to save the rest for Friday's episode. We got two more. We're going to save them. But, just until Friday's episode, we will give the complete concert calendar. We might be actually doing a separate download that you can get all of your entertainment shit in one thing. But I didn't want to mention...
Yeah, send us an email if that is something that would interest you that you could download and hear all the stuff coming up for the week.
That way you could just listen to it. It's kind of like calling the old hotlines when you call on the telephone and they tell you all the shows coming up. And that way we don't leave people out because...
Yeah, and you got to interact with us, though, to like, let us know that you want this.
Now, Sons of Confusion doesn't get to play in Eugene that much, nor do they get to play at the Wow Hall, but August 4th we will be returning to the Wow Hall, Sons of Confusion,
awesome.
With Strange Dichotomy and Catechus, and all the way down from Portland we have Awake.
Those guys are awesome. I think they're gonna be the headliner on the bill right there.
Excellent. So yeah, that's coming up in about a month and a half or so.
Yeah,
so
that'll be awesome.
Check that out. It's Eugene on Lincoln, 8th and Lincoln, and Eugene at the Wow Hall. And I got a bunch more plugs, but I'm gonna save them for Friday's episode because
I just want to say if anybody has any interest in seeing us live doing a pair of shows, why don't you send us an email and let us know and we'll try to make that happen.
It sounds like confusion you're talking.
No, I'm talking about us on the TagCast.
Oh, a TagCast podcast?
Yeah, if somebody wants to have us come out and do a couple shows, you know, live, we'll bring a guest. We'll make people laugh for, you know, a few hours. And
right on.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. We could come out anywhere you want to be because we're totally mobile.
Yep.
Mobile. And you could be our guest. And I know that we do have one guy that wants to either come here or go there to learn about podcasting and what it entails. Now, I just want to share this really quick. I just got a text message from our friend Jared Johnson.
Word, Jared. Super fan.
I hate to throw you under this.
Jared Johnson.
Right. Yeah, former drummer of PB Army and Bleach. He just is getting thrown under the bus right now. He said he officially has an A7X shirt that is so old it's coming apart at the seams. Does that make me a true fan and not a trendy metalhead?
He's talking about Avenged Sevenfold?
Yes. That makes you a true fan of trendy metal.
You know what makes him a true fan of trendy metal is that he abbreviated it.
A7X?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jared. I hope that you're listening to the show, but I don't really care about those guys. And I have shirts that are so old that are coming apart at the seams, and I believe it does make you a true fan of that band.
Yeah.
But
quit trying to make us listening to those guys.
Check it out, dude. We don't care. That's all there is to it. No,
go read a Yakov Smirnoff book if that you're worried about wanting to check something out.
You could maybe sell it on eBay and get pretty penny. You could get a pretty penny for your A7X shirt. At first, I thought he said it was a 7X shirt, which is really big.
And that would be big.
Does that make me a big metal fan, or am I just a trendy metalhead? So yeah, it's things like that. If you want to send in a question to us, you have our personal numbers, you can text us and then you just take the chance of getting outed on the show of being an A7X trendy metal fan. And I don't know. I just don't know. Everyone has their own taste, and that's not in mine.
Or you could send it to Jerry's PO box. What's that PO box again?
Well, that was my kid's PO
You could send questions to P.O. Box 12 in Brownsville, Oregon. Yeah. That's 97327. That's my personal P.O. Box.
Yeah, if you want to send us some goodies, that would be some good stuff. And we'll give you a free plug if you send us like some goodies.
Right. So we appreciate you guys listening today on the TagCast podcast. We're going to have our video guy join us on the next show. I don't even know how to speak. Which is going to be Friday's show, episode 13, which I think is lucky number 13.
Yeah.
Or was it lucky number 7?
They're both lucky, aren't they? Or what is one unlucky?
I think 7 is the lucky number and 13 is unlucky.
Yeah. If you roll a 13 on two dice, something's wrong.
That's impossible. That's when you yell, craps. All right. Thanks for tuning in, you guys, and listening to this TagCast podcast. We've really enjoyed having you here.
Yes. Rock on.
For some reason, I can't hear anything that's going on. Can you hear anything?
No.
I hear a little bit. You hear that?
There we go.
All right. Hey, this has been episode 12, and happy hump day, you guys.
Yeah, rock on.
And metal.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.